Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. You're with Donald Casey. And I just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious and beautiful morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And rebuke anything demonic that tries to come against us and ours. And we just ask for the angels to fight off everything and have the blood of Jesus protect us as we're out in this world. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. How's everybody doing? Just wanted to talk to y'all briefly about a few things that laid on my heart to share with y'all. The name of the episode, God is Good. I want you to understand that, you know, it's just open discussion. I want you to think back, you know, after all the things you have been through. And, you know, most people say count your blessings. Well, you shouldn't. So you really shouldn't count your blessings, because not in the sense of, you know, being bad, but what I'm saying is you shouldn't count your blessings in the sense is because you know God's going to deliver you. So you shouldn't count how many times he did something for you. When you're already embedded with the Father, when you and him are already one, he's going to guide you. So you ain't got to count how many times he done did something for you, because you plan on him to deliver you again if you mess up again. So you shouldn't really count your blessings. You should just already know he's going to deliver you. I mean, it's automatically done. I mean, you shouldn't count how many times you, I'll give you an example. If you always do, like, for your son or for your daughter, you shouldn't count how many times you gave them money. It's because that's your daughter or that's your son. Or every time, you see what I'm saying? It should be automatic. That's how the Father looks at us. So don't feel you should count your blessings every time he done did something for you, because then, you know, you're going to start looking at things as a pattern or something like that. So always look at it as, like, you don't count how many times you got your child diapers. You know what I mean? You raised them. That's when you're raising someone. That's deeper than just any money. You're trying to nurture them. You're trying to give them a better life. That's how the Father looks at us. So don't limit everything down to a situation when God's trying to nurture you to a better woman or a better man. You see where I'm getting at? So, again, don't count your blessings. If this is your Father, he's going to deliver you out of any situation. He don't look at it as it is, like, as a blessing. He looks at it like, no, you're my son. I'll do this for you anyway. That's how you should look at it. So that just laid on my heart to share with somebody. It's just, don't limit to everything. Don't feel like you have to do something for somebody and ask for something in return. You know, the gospel's not weighed that way. You see what I mean? So I want you to understand that when you do things for people, let God reward you, not man. You see where I'm getting at? Because most people are like, well, I did this for you. I want this in return, whatever the case may be. But that's not, you know, that's not godly. That's the ways of the world. You know, you pay, you owe. You know what I mean? That's not the gospel. That's not the ways of the. That's the ways of the world. That not God. You know what I mean? So again, if you do something for somebody, do it out of your love, do it out of kindness, and don't expect nothing back. If they give you something, okay, take it, but just do it because you want to do it. You see where I'm getting at? Do it for nothing. And that's when God can use you in this world. It's because if you feel like you have to go everywhere and you need something in return, God really can't use you. It's because most people don't have nothing to give. So, again, this goes out, you know, when you do stuff for people, just do it out of the kindness of your heart. You know, don't expect nothing back. And just witness to them about Jesus or whatever, you know, or whatever the case may be. So that just laid on my heart to share that with y'all. So, again, if you want, you know, again, call in the show. If you feel like you need prayer or if you know someone who needs prayer, feel free to call in. I'll pray with you. And if there's any anything else I can do for you, you know, I'll do my best to my ability to handle it. And because that's what this show is for, to give you better understanding on the gospel, because these people out here give Christianity a bad name. I mean, they do. They do. You know, they think it's this. They think it's a European thing or a white thing or a black. I mean, it's not. It's not as simple. It's the common sense thing. It's the things that are very common. Very common. It's about love, nature, and sharing. Things like that's the gospel. You know, it's the simple thing. But, you know, I ain't going to say the church, but the people of the church make it difficult. You know, they said if you're not this, you can't enter. You're not like this. That's religion. You know? And that's why you should develop a relationship with Jesus so he can guide you a lot better than someone at a, you know, the people of the church would. And there's nothing wrong with the church. What I'm discussing is that there's people in the church who don't even know Christ themselves, but they got the good outfit on. They're in church, and they dance around like they're holier than now, and they don't know nothing about Jesus. They just do it for religion, you know. But, again, I want you to understand is that God is good. God is good. He's the Lord. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and end. This God that we praise is a God. He's not a person. I want y'all to think that. Open up your eyes to that. These things that happen here on this world are carnal. Man did it. God is above man. He is the impossible. So us as Christians or people who are trying to believe, stop trying to get things in a worldly point and trying to handle your problems with medicine and money and stuff like that. When there's a Father, a God, a spiritual God who created this whole entire earth can get you out of a situation, not even get you out of a situation, will deliver you, and then you can glorify the next. I mean, don't you think if he created all this, don't you think he can get you out of it? I mean, don't you think he can deliver you out of it? The God that we serve is not an ATM machine. I mean, this is a God. You know what I mean? There's no gods on this earth. I mean, there's prophets and there's things, but he's the one that gives them the power. Okay? So if you're feeling like it can't be done, it is. It's already done. You just got to believe on him through the Lord, through Jesus, okay? So God is good. You got to keep renewing your mind with that. This is not a regular person. You see what I'm saying? All the money in the world couldn't move him at all. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that if you're really in a bind and you really want the Lord to handle this, you have to call on him. Privately, go into, you know, just anywhere privately and have him open. But you have to move a set. I put that on Facebook the other day. Set your prideful ways aside and let God handle it. Like, well, I am. Well, you got to change your attitude towards certain things too. Okay? So again, hope this message opens up your spiritual eye on who God is. Most people think, you know, they see wickedness outside and the Father can't handle it. But God has dealt us the kingdom. It's already embedded in us. So we're not God, but we're something like Him. So we can go out and do miracles just as well, unless the Father allows us to do it. Unless the Father allows us to do it, or if it lines up with His will, He'll allow it. But you got to understand, what we have to understand is that who we are. I mean, there's problems, there's sickness and all this. God is above all of it. He's not even above. This is nothing to Him. But you, on the other hand, you, talking to you, you have the ability to rebuke it. You have the ability to make it flee and make a person whole. Yes, you. I don't care what. He's not a favorite of persons. Don't you know that? The Father is not a favorite of persons. So if you're a person who feels like they're down on their luck, or I ain't going to say luck because I don't believe in luck, who's down on their, you know, the ways of the world's getting the best of them, and you're like, well, this pastor is this and that, you have probably more faith than him or her. Because the kingdom is in all of us. It's in all of us. It's me, you, it's just, if you believe. If you believe on him. So again, think about the God that you serve. God is good. I mean, think about it. We have all this ammunition. We have the Holy Spirit. We got Jesus. We got technology that's out the wazoo. I mean, you could talk by one button, you could talk to 1,000 people. Back then you had that's power. But if you use it for the kingdom, you'll get glorified for it. But if you don't, you just glorify yourself. You got to take that up with God. But what I'm getting at is that he gives us all this ammunition. I mean, he gives us all this power. He gives us all these ways to get this gospel out to people who just don't know. And it's a button away sometimes. And most people are lazy just to even do that. But I'm just here to tell you, renew your mind daily. Renew your mind daily. And let you know that the God that we serve is bigger than, it's not even a size to Him. So these problems is nothing. He's bigger than your problems. I always see that on Facebook a lot. He's way bigger than your problems. Huge. It's like this is beneath Him. That's why we have to start having a godly mindset. Try to think a tenth of just what God's doing will take over nations. But, you know, most people worry about money, their bills and stuff like that. Money, their bills and things like that. But that's not what I'm here to discuss. I'm here to set you at a godly point, open up your spiritual eye and let you know that the Lord is with you. And He's in you and you're in Him. I mean, you're a different person of the world. You're not the same. They're going to hate you, you know. So, again, that laid on my heart to share that with y'all. I just want to say thanks again for tuning in, and just keep looking forward with us to speak. We're going to try to speak every Sabbath and get a hold of this gospel for y'all. And, again, pray for me. I'll pray for you. If you don't pray for me, I'll pray for you anyway. God bless y'all. Keep the Sabbath holy, which is Saturday, and just relax on Sabbath, you know, be with your family, your friends, and give people the understanding that needs to be understood, and just want to say thanks again, and it's all love, more peace, and just keep God in your heart, and keep Him first, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, amen.